Well, look, the cold weather here. I know winter's not till July, is it? Is it June or July for winter?
Well, it kicks off in June, but
June, okay.
I think after the weekend, it feels like it's now.
It does. Okay, let's talk about winter foods and metabolism. From what I know, your metabolism slows down a bit in the colder weather. Would that be right?
Yeah, well, it actually, I mean, during the cold, and I guess it depends on how much heating you've got in your house. If you've been caught short by the cold and you think, oh, I'm shivering, that actual movement is the body's natural way of, causing friction in muscles, which then produces heat to keep you warm. And the side effect of that is your metabolic rate goes up slightly.
Oh, okay.
But you've got to watch out, because some people over winter say, oh, that's okay, I'm shivering more. That's boosting my metabolic rate and I can eat a lot more. And it's just a slight increase. So don't use it as an excuse to pig out overeater.
So you really, you can't eat more foods than in winter, I gather, just to sort of keep you nice and pepped up.
No, not really. And the whole thing during winter is that you'll probably crave those comfort foods. I mean, we want to feel warm, we want to feel toasty, and you've got to watch out. It is some of those fatty foods. And, of course, during winter you cover up as well. So if you can't see those rolls of fat, then you might be more likely to overeat.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about some foods maybe for the cold weather. Of course, with the cold weather comes the cold season, the flu season as well. Any foods good to sort of combat that?
Yeah, well, I guess it's the whole switch from salads to things like soups and stews.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great opportunity to keep your veggie intake up. I mean, they're all those nutrient-rich foods with your antioxidants, your phytochemicals, minerals, vitamins, and those things. And soup is really good. I mean, I was in the supermarket on the weekend. I saw some new fresh soups on the market, you know, two for $4 there. They're a good bargain. Stews, you can even get, you know, if you're not the absolute chef and can cook a risotto up yourself, you know, risotto is sort of that, you know, warming rice. You can get that out of like a fresh risotto ready to sort of heat in the microwave as well. So look for those warming at home rather than going, oh, let's get pizza, let's get takeaway to warm your belly. You can actually do that at home eating nutrient rich.
All right. So you like the tin soups? The canned soup?
Yeah, they're not so bad. I mean, the fresh soups and the ones that, you know, you can get just in those plastic, you know, soft containers are probably better for you. But the tinned soups are not that bad. But really go for, get a ready, like casserole or a stew. You can put your meat or your chicken in that. You can boil up your veggies. You can't go wrong with a casserole. So even if you're a novel chef, use that to sneak in your veggies and that'll warm your belly. I don't want people to go into winter saying, oh, you know, I only eat comfort food. It's got to be, you know, hot chocolates and fast food and hot chips and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
You can get it in other ways.
Well, as you say, Matt, though, with the fast food, moderation's the key for that. Like every now and then's okay, isn't it? But not all the time.
Yeah, it is. And look, get your fix at home. I mean, if you want hot chips, these are a great, you know, Friday night or weekend meal, particularly with the family. Get some of those oven bake wedges and hot chips. You know, even get, you know, a cardboard, you know, paper cup
and put
them up like they do serve them up at the fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
And that way your kids will love it and enjoy it. They'll think, oh, this is like takeaway, but it'll be a lot healthier for them as well.
Well, look, one quick one before you go. In regard to the chips, though, you're a fan of the baking the chips in the oven rather than the oil?
Yeah, that's much better. I mean, you're going to cut the fat content down dramatically. And the thing with chips is the thicker the better. You know, if you got those wedges, you know,
those wedges,
you can get a lot more potato and a lot less fat. If you go the fries, particularly those shoestring fries, then the fat almost soaks right through those.
All right.
And they end up, I mean, potato crisps, they're just like that. They're a third fat.
Yeah.
You're probably about 10% fat or less if you go the wedge. Maybe a bit of light sour cream mixed with some sweet chili sauce makes a real good, you know, hearty, warming winter weekend meal.
So the thicker the chip, the better.
Yeah, thicker the chip, definitely the better.
Right.
And there's stacks of varieties in the supermarket as well. And if you want to have fish and chips, then go for your oven-baked fish. Really, I mean, it takes like half an hour in the oven.
Yeah.
Just as soon as you get home, bang it on. In it goes. If you want to put some peas with it too for your veg, you can boil those up. This real quick and easy. If you've got to go to the freezer cabinet, that's okay. Better still, make it yourself.
Matty, some great advice, mate. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Pete. My pleasure.